请弟兄姊妹们把圣经翻到出埃及记的25章。
Brothers and sisters, please open your, turn your Bible to Exodus chapter 25.
我们在当中要念几节。
And we will read a few passages here.
首先我们看第十节。
First, we will read verse 10.
又用皂荚木做一柜，长2肘半，宽1肘半，高1肘半。
And they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height.
然后看16、17这两节。
And then verses 16 and 17.
必将我所要赐给你的法板放在柜里，要用金金做施恩座，长2肘半，宽1肘半。
And you shall put into the ark of the testimony which I will give you, you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width.
然后我们再看21、22这两节。
And then again, verses 21 and 22.
要将施恩座安在柜的上边，又将我所要赐给你的法板放在柜里，我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说，我要吩咐你传给以色列人一切的事和一切事。
You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you, and there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel.
末了我们再看希伯来书。
At the end, we will read Hebrews.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
我们从第一节稍微看一小段。
Starting from verse 1, we will just read a short passage here.
原来前月有礼拜的条例和属世界的圣幕，因为有预备的帐幕，头一层叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子和陈设饼；第二幔子后又有一层帐幕，叫做至圣所，有金香炉和包金的月柜，柜里有陈玛拿的金冠和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板，柜上面有荣耀基路伯的银，照着施恩座。这几样我现在不能一一细说，这是物件既了如此预备整齐了，众祭司就常进头一层帐幕行拜神的礼。至于第二层帐幕，虽唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕仍存的时候，进入至圣所的路还未显明。那头一层的帐幕做献祭一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物就与做良心说都不能叫礼拜的人得完全，这些事连那饮食和诸般洗澡的规矩都不过是属肉体的条例，到命定到振兴的时候为止。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 11. Chapter 9, Hebrews.Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first part, in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle which is called Holiest of All, which had a golden censer and Ark of the Covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant, and above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. Now when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing the services. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance, the Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience, concerned only with food and drinks, various washings, and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation.
我们再多看一点点，第十章。
And then now we'll read just a little bit more in chapter 10.
十九节开始。
Starting from verse 19.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前，也要谨守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Verse 19 of chapter 10, Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water.Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
他自己的话给我们看见，从远古他就为我们预备那一个拯救和挽回的恩典。
His word itself shows us from of old the very grace of restoring and recovering.
他按照时间一步一步的向我们解开他心里的意念。
And according to his timetable, step by step, he revealed his mind to us.
从启示他的恩典到他执行他的恩典。
From the revelation of his grace and all the way to its execution of his grace.
特别在以色列人出埃及以后，神就做了更明确的一些安排。
And especially after Israelites left Egypt, God had made some very distinct arrangements.
神让他们在旷野的时候建造了会幕。
God let them build the tabernacle while they were still in wilderness.
以后进入迦南的就扩展到成为一个圣殿。
And later on, when they entered the land of Canaan, the tabernacle was enlarged into a holy temple.
又经过好长的一段日子。
And after a quite a long time,
在人的眼中看来，好像圣殿都不再存留了。
In the sight of man, it seemed that the holy temple did not exist anymore.
神却把他的工作带进一个新的 光景。
However, the Lord continued to bring His own work into a new sphere.
那就是借着神的儿子所完成的那个救赎的恩典，带进基督的身体的教会的建造。
That is through the grace of His Son's redemptive work, it's being brought into the building up of the church.
然后借着教会的长成，就引进国度和新天新地。
And then through the church being fully grown, then the new heaven and new earth will be ushered in.
如果我们看神这一个永远的旨意的安排，从宣告到完成，那就要经过了很多很多的时间。
If we consider the dispensation of God's eternal purpose from its declaration all the way until its execution, it did take a lot of time.
虽然是经过很多很多的时间。
Although it did go through a lot of that time.
但是从起头一直到结束，都是围绕着一个原则。
However, from the beginning to the end, it centered on one principle.
是按照那一个原则，神做成他所要做的工。
And it is according to that principle that God had accomplished the work He wanted
to do. 那个原则是什么？
And what is that principle?
他自己的儿子。
That is His own son.
啊，怎么能显明他自己的儿子呢？
How could God reveal His own son?
在起初神给启示的时候，就很清楚的借着会幕或者说圣殿来安排了神的儿子的所事和所做的显明。
In the very beginning through the tabernacle, God made manifest the very person and the works of His Son through the tabernacle.
然后神就按照这样的一个安排，一步一步的把他所启示的变成一个具体的事实。
And through this kind of arrangement, step by step, God turned the original revelation into something very tangible.
我们没有足够的时间可以把整个在会幕或者圣殿里边的一些问题做很细的交通。
Although being pressed by time, we're not able to go into the every bit of detail of the arrangements in the tabernacle or in the holy temple.
但是我们却能掌握了圣殿里边或者说会幕里边的那几个重要的原则。来说明神的安排。
We're able to grasp some important principles to manifest the Lord's dispensation arrangement there.
弟兄姊妹都知道，在圣殿也好，会幕也好，它整个的结构是分成三个层次。
Now, brothers and sisters, you all know this, that whether it's in a tabernacle or holy temple, it is comprised of three parts.
或者说就是三个部分。
It's just three different parts.
头一个部分就称为外院。
The first part is called altar court.
第二个部分就称为圣所。
The second part is called holy place.
第三个部分就称为至圣所。
The third part is called the most holy place or the holy of holies.
我们曾经用了一点时间来看过院子和圣所里头的一些的事物。
We have spent some time considering the furnishings in the altar court and in the sanctuary, in the most holy place.
和那些事物所表明的那个侍奉神的或是说认识神的心理的意念的那个实际。
And also we have touched upon the reality of serving God or knowing our God.
我们看到神借着外院的祭坛来把人带回神的权柄的底下。
We see that through the altar bronze altar of sacrifice in the altar court that God has brought man back to under its authority.
在祭坛那里，我们看到神把他的权柄从两个方面来发表。
And also at the altar, we could see that God has revealed His authority in two respects.
一个是赦免的权柄。
First is the authority of forgiveness.
一个是主权的权柄。
The other is his sovereignty.
那就是说到我们在神面前那个实际的奉献的那个事实。
And these speak of the very fact of our consecration before God.
因为借助这两方面的那个事情的解决，就叫我们和神中间的关系可以进入正常。
God has turned our relationship with Him into a normal one through tackling problems in these two areas.
有了这个正常和神的关系，我们与神的交通就一点难处都没有。
With this normal relationship with God, then we have no problem at all with fellowshipping with Him.
我们与神的交通的那个身份确定了。
Our position as to be able to fellowship with Him is fastly assured.
我们就可以更亲近神，更深刻的去领会神心里头所要的一切。
We now can be drawn to God and being able to deeply understand what is that in God's heart.
神也记住这样的一个安排，要把我们带进那个神那个永远的旨意的目的。
And through this kind of arrangement, God is leading us into the very purpose of His eternal plan.
要叫我们能成为神起初造人的时候所要达到的那一个安排。
That is, He wants us to reach that very arrangement when He first created man.
我们要成为神荣耀的彰显。
That is, we should become the manifestation of His glory.
同时也是神传柄的执行人。
At the same time, we should be the person who executes God's authority.
这是非常的大事。
This is such a great thing.
那所以我们跟神那个关系有了正常的调整了以后。
Now, when we restore our normal relationship with our God,
神就领着我们学习去做一个侍奉神旨意的人。
And then God is leading us to be people who really do His will.
因此他就借着在院子外头的那一个洗桌盘，先给我们留意到我们追求侍奉那个方向和内容。
So through the labor in the outer court, He causes to focus on the very content and the direction of our service to Him.
除掉我们和神中间所有一切的 不合宜的阻隔。
He wants to take away everything that's not pleasing to Him in our deeds.
我们在外院的这个部分，一面是看见我们和神中间的那个关系调整。
In outer court, first, we could see that God has somehow corrected His relationship with us.
同时也确定了我们跟随主的道路。
And also, He has made sure the very way in which we should follow Him.
是神就继续把我们往前带，领我们进入圣所。
And now God continues to lead us on into the holy place.
当我们进入圣所的时候，
When we enter the holy place,
神就让我们看到在神面前的服事的一个很重要的一个关键。
He shows us a very critical point as we serve before Him.
把我们对服事的那个认识带进更高的一层，接近神的心意。
He now leads our understanding of servicing Him into a higher plateau, more close to His will.
在我们平常的那个观念的里头，我们想起服事就想起工作。
In our ordinary notion, whenever we think of service, we think of work.
但是神要在这一个点上把我们先提高。
However, on this point, God wants first to
让我们也要更准确的那个心思和态度来进入服事。
Have a more accurate thought and mind in order to enter His service.
我们用属灵的话来讲，就是神要把我们从服侍工作而带进用生命去服侍神。
In our spiritual terms, is God's trying to lift us from serving the work into serving Himself.
从事物的服事进入那个生命的服事。
From the servicing in work into servicing in life.
这个是在圣所里头的几个物件所叫我们所体会到的。
This is what enables us to understand in reference to servicing God through the articles in holy place.
这是我们昨天晚上所提到的那个部分。
And this is the part we mentioned last night.
但是我们进到生命的服事里头的时候
As we go into the service of life
当然我们和神那个关系就更深了一层
Of course at this point our relationship with God
我们发表神的心意就更明确的一层
We are going into a deeper level where we could manifest God's will
但是这个是不是神的那个心意已经做成在我们的身上呢
Does this mean that God's will has been done in us?
还没有
Not yet
神还要带我们往前去
God continues to lead us on
在平常我们想如果我们的服事能给带进生命的这个层面那是已经是很高了
Usually we would think it's been a very high level already where we have been led into the service of a life
我们也承认那的确是高了一点
And we admit that this is a high level already
因为最低限度是把神的心意可以带出来更明确一点
At least you could make known God's will
但是就是到了这样的一个地步还没有到神起初定规的那个目的
But even we have come to this point still we haven't reached the original purpose of God
弟兄姊妹们如果你还记得神造人的目的的时候你就晓得这个事情是那么明确的
Brothers and sisters if you still remember the very purpose of God's creation of man then you could understand that God's goal is always very distinct
所以我们看到在圣所里头
So in the sanctuary,
有了生命的服事
although you have this service in life,
神就进一步要把我们带进至圣所了
God will continue to lead us on until we enter this most holy place.
弟兄姊妹记得圣殿里边就是分成三个部分啊。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that even in the holy temple, it's divided into three parts?
神的至恩座是坐在放在最后的一层。
And God's mercy seat is placed in the very last part.
人如果要来到神的面前，真实的与神面对面，那你必须要经过外院，进入圣所，然后才到至圣所。
For man to really come before God to see him face to face, then you have to go first through outer court and then the center, the holy place until you go into the holy place.
这个是我们在旧约他们的服事的那个安排上面我们所看会所体会到的那个属灵的环境
This is a spiritual environment through considering the service in Old Testament
但是我们也同时看到这三个部分是一层比一层高
At the same time we realize that among these three parts one part is higher than the one before
特别我们摆在新约的时候我们整个属灵的 路程往前去的时候这个事情显得更明确
especially when we are now in New Testament as we are serving God pressing forward this very matter of serving him has become even more distinct
如果我们就着外面的那个事实来说的话
in terms of the outward fact
一个进入至圣所的人
A person who goes into the most holy place,
他那个属灵的经历就是从外院进到圣所从圣所进到至圣所
His spiritual experience starts from the outer court and then holy place and then into the most holy place
说实际的话呢就是说
Now to put it in a practical term
我们恢复与神的交通而进入到在生命里边去侍奉神
Recovering the relationship between God and us, and then go into servicing Him through life.
然后神就带领我们往更深一层进去的时候，你就面对面站在神的荣耀里。
And then God will lead us into a deeper sphere where you could see God face to face.
那我们今天早晨就用点时间来看看在至圣所里头的服事。
So this morning we would like to spend some time on the service in the most holy place.
藏在至圣所里头的服事就真有意思。
It's really interesting whenever we speak of this service in the most holy place.
我们昨天晚上看到那个圣所的服事。
Last night we considered the service in the holy place.
我们看到那个服事是每天每天都在那里进行的。
And we know that that kind of service is conducted daily.
每天你要在那里看碰到那个陈设饼的。
Every day you would come across.
每天要在那里处理那个点灯的事情的。
And every day you would attend to lighting the lamp.
每天要在那里点燃那个香炉的香的。
And every day you would light the incense.
你不能有一天短缺的。
Not a single day. Should stop.
每天都要做的。
Every day you should do.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
在我们生命成长的过程里头，我们应当是如此的，一天一天的活在神的面前。
So like in like manner, in our maturing our life, so daily and we should live.
也可以说是我们每天每天都是存着这样服侍神的心意来走过我们的每一天的。
Daily, we should have this heart of servicing our God to conduct our lives.
但是当神把我们领进至圣所的时候，
But now, when God leads us into the most
holy place, 如果回到当时律法的底下，
If you come back to those days under the law,
我们觉得很有意思的一件事是什么呢？
We find something real interesting.
至圣所的服事一年只有一次。
That the service in the most holy place is conducted once a year.
不但是只有一次。
Not only is just one.
并且至圣所里头的服事只能有一个人在那里去做。
But only one person could perform all the services in the most holy place.
这个是从律法的那一个字句上面来留意到的。
This is something we notice according to the literal words by the law.
你说一年才一次啊？
And you say once a year?
哦，难怪我们一年在就纪念主降生一次了。
No wonder we commemorate the Lord's birth once a year.
完全不是那个意思。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is totally wrong.
那一次。那一年一次。
Our understanding of once a year.
如果我们要看到它实际的内容的时候，我们就看到那个实际的内容是非常非常的不简单的。
If you are really able to see the real content of that, you will understand this very content is very intriguing.
不简单在什么地方呢？
Where is it so intriguing?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得为什么只一年要进去一次呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you know why? It's once a
year. 那进去的目的是为什么？
Holy place, and what's the purpose of going?
如果按照律法来看，
According to the law,
以色列人他们完全是在圣殿的外头。
All the Israelites are basically outside the holy temple.
按照那个身份来说，他们是被神拣选的。
Position wise, they are elect.
但是按照实际来说呢？
But actually,
他每一个人在神的面前都还带着许许多多跟神过不去的事的。
Every single one of them always carries around them something that God cannot get over with.
如果他们要继续的活在神的拣选的恩典的里头，
If they want to continue to live in the grace of God's election,
那他们必须要不住的在那里清理他们和神中间的间隔。
They have to continually attending to the gap, trying to amend it.
这个是我们是看整个以色列的民族来看的。
And this is what we get from viewing the whole tribe of Israel.
但是你也不能每天在那里去说为了整个的民族来寻求神的怜悯。
But you really cannot besiege God's mercy every day for the whole race of Israel.
所以在律法上神就定规一年一次。
So in the law, God says just once a year.
由大祭司来执行。
So the high priest will execute this.
在哪里执行呢？
Where does he execute?
进到至圣所里边就执行。
That is when he enters the most holy place.
到至圣所的里头，
Inside,
把神完整的赦免的恩典，那个不仅是完整的赦免的恩典，并且是神赦免的恩典的那个结果， 也在这一次的服事的里头显出来。
So in the most holy place, through his service, he will make known the complete grace of God's forgiveness and the outcome of it.
那当时神是做这样子的安排。
And this is how God has made the arrangement.
是有一个非常明确的意思在哪里。
It has a very distinct meaning to it.
认真的来说，严格的来说。
Strictly speaking,
神这个安排不是为了以色列人。
This arrangement of God is not for Israelites.
神这个安排是为着全地的人。
Its arrangement actually is for all the people on earth.
但是却借着这样的一个安排来向当时的人来发表神心里头的那个意念。
But through this arrangement that God made known his mind to all the people.
那是当弟兄姊妹你一看到一进到至圣所里头去的时候。
So brothers and sisters, you know that once you enter the most holy place.
我们看看当时他们的服事。
Let's consider their services in those days.
要看他们那个服事的时候呢，我们必须先看在至圣所里头所有神安排在哪里的那个物件。
But to consider their services, then first we have to understand the pieces of furniture there.
在至圣所的里头只有一个物件。
There is only one article.
这个物件叫做约柜。
It's called the Ark of Covenant.
这个约柜就是神与人立约的那一个事实的表明。
The Ark of the Covenant is actually manifestation of the very fact that God has made a covenant
with them. 但是那个约柜的结构是很有意思的。
And the construction of the Ark of Covenant is also very
interesting. 我不说到它是整个的。
I'm not talking about the whole construction.
我只是说它最突出的两件事情。
I just want to mention the most two outstanding things.
头一件事情就是神在那个约柜的里头他是把人和神立约的那个凭据放在哪里。
First is, inside the Ark of Covenant, God has placed the very evidence of his covenant with man.
那个凭据是什么呢？
Then what is that?
十条诫命。
That is the Ten Commandments.
那十条诫命就是神和人立约，让告诉人说，你们如果做好这些事情，你们在神面前就是蒙福的。
God says,According to the Ten Commandments, that if you are actually doing things according to them, you are blessed.
如果你们不跟着这一个立约的内容来走过来的话，那你们在神面前就不能蒙纪念了。
But if you do not walk according to the contents of the Ten Commandments, you will not be remembered before God.
那个约柜呢？你首先去接触它的时候，你就去接触到神对人的要求。
So the moment you encounter the Ark of Covenant, you encounter the demand of God on man.
神把他的要求放在那里很清楚。
And God has placed his demand there.
而人按照神的要求跟上去，那神的祝福就不停地临到他们。
If men are able to measure up, then God's blessing will be continually poured out.
但是很有意思。
But it's quite interesting here.
在那个约柜的历史的里头
In the history of the Ark of the Covenant,
最早就是神的十条诫命。
From the very beginning, it's the Ten Commandments of God.
这十条诫命摆在那里呢，不是给人定罪，也不是给人鼓励。
When the Ten Commandments were placed there, it's not to either condemn or encourage man.
只是给人很清楚地看见你到神面前来的路应该是按照这个秩序，按照这个要求来走过来。
Just to show men clearly that the way to come to before God should be this way, according to God's desired command.
神把他的心意在那里显明，人知道了，人就这样跟随。
So when God had made manifest his will, now after man came to know it, then man just had to follow.
这是约柜最早的时候的那个功用。
So this is the original function of the Ark of the Covenant.
但是在约柜的历史的上头来看呢。
But according to the history of the Ark of the Covenant.
很可怜的。
It's quite a pity.
神除了这两块石板在那里以外。
Besides these two tablets of the commandments.
神告诉他们。增加一些东西上去。
God told them to add a few more things to.
那头一个增加上去的 是一金罐满呢。
Now, first added item is a golden pot of manna.
最后再增加上去的是亚伦翻过牙的那一根手杖。
Later on, Aaron's rod that had budded was added to it.
弟兄姊妹，如果记得以色列人出埃及的历史的时候，你一定会记得这两个事情是怎么样会给放到约柜那里去。
Brothers and sisters, if you recall the exodus of all the Israelites, then you would know how these two items have been placed there.
你看到这两件事情扎在那里的时候，
when you consider two things there,
很显然就让我们明白一件事。
Apparently, one thing is very clear to us.
人在人面前，神面前所做的，就是也动神对他们的，我说轻一点就是说，责备吧。
Man's deeds before God were the very reason that caused God's wrath.
如果说的严肃一点，那就是神的一个审判。
To say it more seriously, that simply was God's judgment on them.
因为不管是那个玛拿也好，那一根手杖也好，都是说出了以色列民在神面前那一个悖逆。
Whether it's the manna or the rod, they all speak of the rebelling of the Israelites before God.
也就是说出他们在跟随主的路上没有好好的按照神的心意来跟上。
They also tell us that as they walk in God's way, they did not follow closely.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们看到约柜的里头就是有这几样东西的时候，你就看到约柜带给人的是一个非常可怜的光景。
Brothers and sisters, as you know that the items being put inside the Ark of Covenant, you know this Ark of Covenant brings man very miserable condition.
十条诫命说出神的要求。
Ten Commandments connote God's demand.
其他的两样物件就证明了人在神面前的悖逆。
And the other two articles simply testify of man's rebellion before God.
那你说这样人碰到约柜的时候还有希望吗？
Then you would ask, now as we encounter the Ark of Covenant, is there any hope?
我们还能在神面前站立得住吗？
How could we stand still before him?
如果约柜只是这么一点的东西，
However, if the Ark of Covenant only contains these,
那至圣所对我们来说是一个很可怕的地方。
Then the most holy place should be a horrible place.
尤其是在至圣所的里头，那个约柜两旁还有一些基路伯在那里。
Especially on the top of the Ark of Covenant, you see the cherubim.
约柜的两边是两个基路伯。
On the side of the Ark Covenant, you see the cherubim.
你进入约柜的路里头，那个帐幕上面也是绣上那个基路伯。
And the veil through which you enter the most holy place, the cherubim were woven into the curtain also.
弟兄姊妹，如果你知道基路伯的那个功用，乃是在那里维护神的公义的。
Do you know what the cherubim function as? They serve to maintain God's righteousness and holiness.
那么弟兄姊妹们，你看到这样的光景的时候，你说人到神面前去还有前途吗？
So, brothers and sisters, as you consider all this, then you would ask, is there any hope or future when we come before God?
约柜的本身在那里是定人的罪。
The Ark of the Covenant itself condemns man.
基路伯的那个杆箭叉在那里就要执行神的那个公义。
And the cherubim were executing God's righteousness.
人没有路了。
So man has no way.
但是我们感谢神。
To see him, but we thank
God. 当神在那里安排这个约柜的时候。
When God Thus prepare the Ark of Covenant.
他不是只是给我们看见那个约柜。
He's not showing us the Ark of Covenant only.
他让我们看见约柜的上头还有另外一个物件扎上去。
He wants us to see there is another article being added to the Ark of Covenant.
在约柜的上头，神扎上了一个什么东西呢？
What is the article that's being added on the top of it?
我们读书的话，我们知道。
As we read God's word, we know it.
那个叫做施恩座。
It's called a mercy seat.
神把一个施恩座放在约柜的上头。
God now has placed this mercy seat on the top of the Ark of Covenant.
神就像这样的一个摆放，就发生了一个很大的变动了。
from this arrangement of God, there is a tremendous change occurring.
如果没有这个施恩座,
without this mercy seat,
那么约柜摆在那里就是定人的罪。
When the Ark of Covenant is being placed there, it simply means man is being condemned.
弟兄姊妹，你特别要注意这个点。
Brothers and sisters, I call your special attention to this.
至圣所里头去的人,
he who is able to enter the most holy place,
是经过外院的那个祭坛的,
is first walking through the altar at altar court.
如果在祭坛那里头神已经解决了我们的那个和神的那个不正常的那个关系。
If at the altar God has already solved the abnormal relationship between him and us,
那么人来到神的面前的定规是应该是蒙恩的。
So then, when men come to God, surely men would be blessed.
但这就在至圣所里头
However,
就发生这样的一个事实。
In the most holy place, we see
你来到至圣所，你就看到约柜。
When you come into the most holy place, you see this Ark of
Covenant. 你看到约柜就看到人的本相。
And you see the Ark of Covenant, you see man's true skin.
那如果在约柜那里头没有那个施恩座在哪里呢？
If there is no mercy seat being placed there in the ark, above the Ark of Covenant,
人是很可怜的。
Men so miserable.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在约柜那里有个施恩座。
There is this mercy seat right there in the mercy seat.
你注意那个施恩座的位置在哪里
？Brothers and sisters, pay attention to where the mercy seat is being
placed. 这个施恩座的位置是在约柜的上头。
Its position is right above the Ark of Covenant.
那弟兄姊妹，你现在你看着我这里。
Now, brothers and sisters, look at me.
假如说。
Supposedly,
现在这个讲坛是约柜。
This pulpit is the Ark of Covenant.
那这个讲坛里边所有的东西都定人的罪的。
Everything beneath inside this pulpit is to condemn man.
从神的要求到人的实际，都是叫人落在神的定罪里的。
From man's demand to man's reality, they all pointed to man to be condemned.
但是现在神给我们看到另外一件事。
However, now God allows us to see another thing.
比方说这个我这本圣经是施恩座。
For instance, if my Bible is
神现在把这个施恩座放在这个约柜的上头。
Now God has placed this mercy seat upon the Ark of the Covenant.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件什么事情在那里发生呢
？Brothers and sisters, what do you see happening here?
不错，神是正公义的神。
Yes, God is the righteous God.
神是圣洁的神。
And He's holy.
如果人在神面前跟不上来的时候，都在神这个圣洁和公义的底上给定罪了。
If man is not able to measure up to God, then in his holiness, in his righteousness, men are simply condemned. But thank God.
神把一个施恩座放在哪里
？God now has placed this mercy seat.
施恩座的位置呢
？And its position
就在约柜的上头。
Is right above the Ark of Covenant.
那弟兄姊妹，你能体会到神心里的意念吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you able to appreciate?
约柜是神的要求。
Ark of Covenant is God's demand.
但是神在那里安放一个施恩座
But there God has placed the mercy seat
他是在约柜的上边
Right above the Ark of Covenant
换一句话来说
To put it in another way
神对人的要求是很确定的
Although God's demands for man are sure
而人在神的面前的那个那个给定罪的那个事实也是确定的
And the man being condemned before God is also sure
但是因着神的怜悯
Because of God's mercy.
因着神那个施恩座的那个赏赐。
And because of this giving of the mercy seed.
神的要求有多高
？As high as God's demands are.
神的施恩座就供应到多高
？As high as the provision of the mercy seed.
我自己个人读经读到这个部分的时候。
I personally, as I study the Bible,
我心里是实在很有恩典的感觉。
Oh, in my heart, I'm just filled with the
same 因为那个施恩座是在约柜的上头。
Because His mercy seat is above the Ark of Covenant.
那这很显然叫我们能领会。
Apparently, it is.
无论那个约柜神的要求有多高。
No matter how high God commands,
神恩典的供应和怜悯就供应到一个地步，不单是满足神圣洁公义的要求，并且还多一点。
The mercy and provision of His grace not only has met God's demands, but even a bit higher.
那这个就是 圣所里头的那个唯一的一件的物件。
And this is the only article in the most
holy place. 你看到这个至恩座的时候。
When you see this mercy seat.
弟兄姊妹们，你就知道，如果有人能来到神的面前，他的根据是什么。
Brothers and sisters, then you would know for a man to come before God, what is the foundation he can rely on?
我们感谢赞美我们的。
We thank and praise our God.
那这个我刚才所说的，全是当时以色列人他们在会幕至圣所里头他们所能做的事情。
What we just fellowshiped is exactly what those Israelites could do in that most holy place.
在那个地方，一年里头只能有一次，就是大祭司一个人。这样进去。
There once alone, once a year, the high priest alone went in.
那恩座在那里就是把神的恩典显出来。
So the mercy seat simply signifies God.
但是神那个恩典显出来根据什么呢？
But upon what that God can make known His grace?
啊，恩座的那个恩典的显出是有根据的。
The manifestation of the God's grace also has a base.
不是在那里反正摆一个座在那里说这个叫做施恩座，有了施恩座就行了。
It's not that God is simply placing something there and called it a mercy seat and that's it.
不是的。
No.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看到施恩座上面有点东西的。
You see there are other articles upon the mercy
seat. 什么东西呢？
And what is that?
每一次大祭司进去的时候。
Every time when the high priest goes into the most holy place.
他必须要带着那一个羔羊的血。
He has to bring the lamb, the blood of the lamb.
又把那个血洒在施恩座上。
And sprinkle the blood upon the mercy seat.
感谢赞美我们的。
We thank and praise our God.
那在那里就很清楚给我们看到一件事。
There, very explicitly God shows us this.
当时是羔羊的血。
In those days, it's the blood of the lamb.
但是这个羔羊的血是说明了神儿子。所做成的那件大事
which only speaks of the great thing that God's Son has accomplished
是神借着他儿子所做成的那件大事
it is through the great thing that His Son has accomplished
就每一个带着神儿子所做成的事到神面前去的人他们都在神的面前完全的给接纳
so that every man who carries the accomplished work of His Son When he comes before God, could be totally accepted by God.
约纳到一个什么地步呢？
To what extent that God has accepted him? 约纳
到神怎么喜悦他自己怀里的独生子？这些凭着羔羊的血进到施恩座的人，也就是那样的蒙神的约纳。
To the point that as much as God has accepted its place with his beloved son in his bosom. The same acceptance has been given to all those who have come before him through his son.
那从整个的事情来看，你就看到一个人在神面前蒙恩的那个完全的经过。
Therefore, in entirety, you could see the very way through which man could be accepted by God being saved.
详细的我不和弟兄姊妹们说了。
Now I will not go into the detail.
但是给弟兄姊妹，你有一个新世代的路，你去更深入去了解这样的一个事情。
I simply point out the way for your mind to dwell on, through which you can have a deeper understanding.
那现在我要用点时间来看在施圣所里头的服事了。
Now I would like to spend some other time about servicing the most holy place.
头一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你要记得的。
Brothers and sisters, remember this.
圣所里头的照明是金灯台。
The shining, enlightening in the most holy place is a golden lampstand.
但是到了至圣所里头的时候呢，那里没有金灯台。
But when you enter into the most holy place, there is no golden lampstand there.
那如果没有金灯台的话。那里头不是黑暗的了
Without this golden lampstand, isn't it dark there?
因为它是更封闭的嘛。
It's even more closed in than other parts.
除了外面的封闭，还有外头的封闭嘛。
It's one part upon a part of covering to close the whole thing in.
圣所里面的那个灯光是照不进至圣所里头的。
So the light in the holy place can never shine through.
因为在至圣所跟圣所的 当中有一个很大的那个帐幕在那里，把两个分开的。
Because there is this big veil that partitioned off the most holy place and holy place.
那这样你就想象得到，那个至圣所里边是黑暗一片的。
So now you can imagine that in the most holy place is just pitch dark.
还有你说那黑暗一片的至圣所。
In such a most holy place, in totally pitch dark.
大祭司怎么进去呢？
How could the high priest go in?
他进去了以后，他怎么能走路呢？
How could he possibly walk in it?
他会不会走两步就碰到那个约柜子，把他撞伤呢？
Would he after he walked one or two steps and then just bump into the Ark of Covenant and got hurt?
如果我们用我们平常的那个观念 来留意的话，我们觉得进入至圣所很可怕。
If we view the whole matter according to our ordinary notion, we would think, oh, this is a horrible thing to go into.
你说进到里面一点光都没有的。
Inside the most holy place, there is no light at all.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
是一点光都没有。
Yes.There is no light at all.
但是却有一个光比任何我们所认定的光都厉害的。
But actually, there is this one light which is more brighter than any other light we have come to know.
那是什么？
And what is it?
那是神自己的荣耀。
That is our God's own glory.
是神自己的荣耀，把整个至圣所是照得明亮。
He had his own glory has so brightened the whole place in the most holy place.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
那这一点是非常有意思的。
Isn't this something very interesting?
你到了神的面前。
When you come before God.
不管你本来是背着多少的重担。
No matter how many burdens you have been carrying.
但是你到神面前的时候，神的荣耀就把我们光照的一个地步，没有一点的黑暗。
His glory has so enlightened us to such an extent that there is no darkness at all in us.
这是一个光景。
So this is the one condition in.
第二个事情你在至圣所里边要留意到的。
Now the second thing about a most holy place that you have to pay
attention to. 每年只能一次进去。
As the high priest goes in once a year.
每年进去一次，只有一个人可以有资格进去。
And only one person is qualified to go in.
这个人必须是很。是指定的，神指定的那一个人。
This person has to be the one appointed by God.
任何其他人都不能进去。
No other people could go in.
那弟兄姊妹在这里也很有意思的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something.
如果从显明神的一个恩典的流出的这一方面来留意。
If we view this in terms of the outflowing of God's grace.
很显然的，那里指出着。
Apparently, it points
神恩典的临到人
that the coming of God's grace upon man
是根据一个人
is only based upon one person.
哪一个人呢？
Who
成为道成肉身的那一位神的儿子耶稣基督。
Who's the person? The person is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who came in the flesh.
只有这一位，他能来到神的面前。
Only this person could come before God.
他来到神的面前干什么呢？
Then what does he do there before God?
我们知道进入至圣所就是为了整个以色列的民族的那一个在神面前蒙悦纳蒙赦免嘛。
We know that entering the most holy place is for the acceptance and the forgiveness of the whole Israelites before God.
是弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, you see one thing here.
当时救恩还没有造成。
At that time, salvation isn't accomplished.
但神在他那个整个的安排里头，在那个时候他就指出一个事实。
But according to the dispensation of his arrangements, God has already pointed out one thing.
将来有一个人要出来。
That in the future one man.
这个人出来的时候，他就解决了人和神中间所有的难处。
One man will appear who will solve all the problems between God and man.
就像他在生命记上是特别所指出来的。
And this person is being pointed out especially in Deuteronomy.
将来在你们弟兄中间有一个人给兴起来。
That among you.One person will be raised up.
所有的人如果听从他的话的，那他在神面前就蒙悦纳。
Whoever heeds his voice will be accepted before God.
如果不跟随他的，那在神面前的时候就失去神的纪念。
Whoever does not follow him, God's remembrance of him will be lost.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
所以在当时的在至圣所里头那个服事啊，乃是神借着那独一的一个人来表明神的儿子完全的做成神给人的那一个挽回和救赎。
So in terms of the service in the most holy place, through that one person, God indicates the complete restoring and accomplishment of God's salvation.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们能够在这一点上能更深刻一点去注意。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you will pay more of deeper attention to this.
那当然在当时那个安排里头只有一个大祭司可以进去。
In the arrangement in those days, only the one person, the high priest, could go in.
这个大祭司在那里表明神的儿子。
And this high priest simply signifies God's son.
在神预备那个救赎这一方面，我们容易领会。
On the preparation of God's salvation for us, so this part
we understand. 因为是神的儿子来做成这一切的事情。
Because it's God's son who has come to finish all.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们回到在圣殿里头的服事这一个点上面来留意这件事的时候呢
But brothers and sisters, when we come back to the point of servicing in the holy temple,
你就发觉这个事情很不得了。
Then you will understand this is a tremendous.
不得了的是在什么地方呢
？In what part is it so tremendous?
那个站在施恩座前的那个，来到施恩座前的那个是谁
？Who is he that has come before the mercy seat？
当然，你从表明来看，那是神的儿子，这个没有问题。
On the surface, it is the Son of God without any question.
但是我们说是从具体的事实来看当时的情形。
But if we view it substantially and consider the conditions in those days,
那个是谁？
Who is that person?
你说那个是预表神儿子的人。
Well, you said he is the type of the Son of God.
预表神儿子，这个没有问题。
And we have no problem with this type of Son of God either.
但是对人就有问题了。
But to man, there is a problem.
那是什么？
What is the problem?
那是坐着站在至圣所里头的那一个人不是神的儿子。
It tells us that the very one standing in the most holy place is not the Son of God.
只是表明神的儿子的一个人。
He is the person who typifies the Son of God.
那你说清楚一点，那是什么？
To make it even more clear,
那这是个人来到神的面前。
It's simply that now man comes before God.
那这一个人来到神的面前。
This man comes before God.
你说人来到神的面前还有希望吗
？Then you would say, is there any hope for man to come before God?
人进入神的荣耀里头还有希望吗
？Is there any hope for man to enter into God's glory?
记得我们昨天特别提到，摩西要见神的面。
Brothers and sisters, we mentioned yesterday that even for Moses, he wanted to see
God.
But now we have a person standing before God.
那这个人还有希望吗?
Does he have any hope?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
有希望。
Yes, he does.
因为是神有格外的恩典在他身上。
Because God has extraordinary abounding grace there.
那个恩典是什么?
What is that grace?
那弟兄姊妹你都知道的。
Brothers and sisters, you know this.
进入至圣所的那个是大祭司。
The one who goes into the most holy place is the high priest.
那他要进入大圣所的时候有很多的条例他要执行的。
As he goes into the most holy place, he has to execute many
ordinances.
Many statutes say that be very careful when you go into the most holy place.
如果你不小心的话,
if you're not careful,
你能进去就不能出来。
You can go in, you cannot come out.
那有什么要很小心的?
Why does he have to be very careful?
那最低限度,
at least,
他进去的时候, 他走路要走的, 要走的我不知道怎样去形容他要走到好像很凶暴的样子
很凶暴
很凶、
at least as he goes inside the most holy place he has to walk in I don't know how to express it but maybe we could say he has to walk in a very fierce manner
为什么
why
因为神说你进来的时候你穿的那个衣服底下有一些铃铛那个铃铛一定要响
Because God says when you come into the most holy place on your garment, on the hem, there must be some bells. They have to jingle.
如果那个铃声不响的话，你进来我就杀了你。
If the bells do not jingle, the moment you come in, I will strike you.
弟兄姊妹，你光是这样就很辛苦了。
Brother and sister, it's just on this condition, isn't that very it's much work, very laborious.
你一边要树叶，你走路也你不你要来到神的面前，你走路不得摇摇摆摆。
So it has become, it would become a grind because when you come beforehand, you have to wave your body.
但是你不摇摇摆摆的话，那个铃铃也不响。
Otherwise, the bells would not jingle.
那怎么办呢？
Then what should he do?
所以真看到大祭司进入至圣所的时候，好多好多困扰在那里。
So you see, as the high priest goes into the most holy place, there are so many puzzling things there.
他好像要好像那个那些军人抄正步的那个样子进去。
He's just like those soldiers marching forward.
铃铛要响。
The bells have to make the sound.
香炉的烟要烧得够浓。
And the incense upon the altar of incense has to be thick enough.
当然不能忘记要带着羔羊的血。
And of course, he shall not forget to bring the blood of the lamb.
所以那个大祭司进那个会幕的时候，实在是很不容易承担的一件事。
So it is not something easily to be able to bear for the high priest to go into the most holy place.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他是一个人。
Because he is a man.
他不是真的是神的儿子。
He's not the son of God.
他只代表神的儿子。
He only typifies the son of God. However, he is not the son of God.
但是他平安不平安呢？
But does he have this peace?
他有平安。
He does.
你说他怎么能平安呢？
How could he have this peace?
弟兄姊妹们，这就很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, this is another intriguing thing.
因为大祭司一进会幕的时候，他必须要全身佩戴大祭司的那个衣服。
Because the high priest has to put on the priest garment and then go in.
我们不详细说大祭司的衣服了。
We will not detail his garment.
你说的话呢？一个聚会都说不完的。
Because it's going to take the whole gathering.
但是你知道一个事实就够了。
But you just have to know this one fact.
大祭司的服，那他的衣服。
The high priest's garment.
整个衣服乃是说出一个神恩典的事实。
The whole garment simply speaks of the very fact of God's grace.
什么事实呢？
What is that fact?
神的恩典把人拯救过来以后，就把他们放在基督里。
That is, through God's grace, after God has redeemed the man, he has now placed him in Christ.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
大祭司能坦然地进去，是不是因为他是神的儿子？他不过是在一个，表明他是一个在基督里的人。
The reason that the high priest could go into the most holy place boldly is simply because he is signifying the fact that he is a man in Christ.
那他怎么能在基督里呢？
How could he be placed in Christ?
在基督的日子的时候，我们的主还没有上十字架，他怎么能在基督里呢？
Because in the days of Old Testament, our Lord hadn't been crucified, and how could the high priest be in Christ?
弟兄姊妹，你就没有办法推测那一件事情，神的恩典和怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, you simply cannot fathom God's grace and mercy.
当然，神做这许许多多的事情，是实实在在要表明神的儿子将来要做的。
Although God did so many things, signifying that the very things that God's son would accomplish in later on.
那大祭司就是这样进去了。
And this is how the high priest went in.
说，当你看到大祭司进去的时候，你就知道一件事情：大祭司进去是进得很辛苦的。
So you see that when the high priest did go into the most holy place.
那为什么刚才我们读希伯来书的时候，你读到一个什么事情？
It's a lot of hard work for him, but now as we just read, he.
那里是说到我们今天了。
What does the passage say speaks of us nowadays?
那我们今天，我们都在救恩里边成为祭司的人。
Today we are all priests under God's salvation.
从前只有大祭司一个人可以进去。
Before only the high priest could go in.
现在是所有蒙恩的人都可以进去。
Now all who have been saved by His grace could enter the most holy place.
从前大祭司进去的时候是非常胆战心惊的那进去。
before when the high priest went in, he was so trembled and frightened.
那现在呢?
Now,
我们是坦然地进去。
We go into the most holy place boldly.
兄弟，你读刚才那个希伯来书九章里边。
Brothers and sisters, you just read Hebrews chapter 10.
啊，我们现在是坦然可以进入至圣所。
Now we go into the most holy place boldly.
没有恐惧。
Without fear.
没有威胁。
Without threatening.
非常坦然。
So confidently.
来到圣座前。
We come before the mercy seat.
我们凭什么去呢？
By what?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
但祭司当年是怎样？借着大祭司的服装，这个就是在基督里的那个事实保护了他。
As the high priest put on the high priest's garment, to go in, that is, he was protected in Christ. Then,
那现在我们却不是在基督里的这个衣服来保护我们。
Now we are being protected not by the clothing itself.
我们乃是真真实实在神儿子里面这个事实来叫我们得保护。
But truly and really we have been protected, by means of the fact that we are in Christ.
所以我们坦然来到神的施恩座前。
So boldly we come before the mercy seat before God.
但没有任何事物在那里顶撞我们。
There is nothing that could oppose us.
我们坦然地来到神的面前。
Very confidently, boldly.
我们与神在那里面对面。
We see him face to face.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们抓到这个事实的时候
，Brother and sister, if you are able to,
我们看到一件什么事情呢
？Grasp the truth.
我们是看到一个人
，We see a man.
他现在可以坦然地侍立在神的面前
，Who now stands still before God.
并且这个人在神面前侍立的时候
，And as he stands before God,
他是接受这样的一个身份。
He is now receiving this particular position.
也是这样接受一个这样的恩待。
He is receiving this favor.
那就是把神的儿子整个的毫无保留的接过来。
That is to receive the Son of God, Jesus Christ, without any reservation.
原来他是一个人。
Now he is a man.
现在是如同神的儿子一样的站在神的面前。
Now he is just like the Son of God standing before him.
这个就是至圣所里头的服事。
This is the service of in the most holy place.
但是还没有摸到服事的那个实在。
But we haven't touched upon the reality of the service yet.
但这个的是把我们引进至圣所的服事。
But this is that which will lead us into the service of the most holy place.
那么现在我一定要用要转进转下去了。
Now I really have to turn my topic into the service in the most holy place.
那么在至圣所里头的服事是什么？
Then what is the service in the most holy place?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我们很多年轻的弟兄姊妹们在一起。
So many of us young brothers and sisters are together.
我们谈论一件事情。
And we just talk about one thing.
他说，那我们说。
And we said.
我们现在在地上服侍主。
As we are serving our Lord,
我们可以做这样，可以做那样。
We could do this and that.
我们可以传福音。
We could share the gospel.
我们可以造就弟兄姊妹们。
Edify brothers and sisters.
我们学习彼此相爱，彼此互相扶持。
We learn to love one another, to uphold one another.
我们追求明白神的心意来跟随。
We pursue and to understand God's will to follow Him.
那将来我们到天上与神面对面的时候。
But,
我们怎么做什么
in the future when we go to the heavens we see him face to face what do we do
我不知道我们的弟兄姊妹们 有多少人你讲过这个问题
I don't know brothers and sisters how many among you have ever thought of this today on earth
我们一同聚会
on Sundays we come together
我们分散的时候在个人各地自地地方做主的见证
as we depart at each individual place
我们总有一个实际的东西放在我们手里头
there always is something tangible in our hands
将来我们来到神的面前与神面对面
and later when we come before God and see him face to face
我们还有什么要做呢
what else do we have to do
传福音吗
Preach the gospel?
谁是听福音的人?
Who is the audience to listen to the gospel?
造就圣徒吗?
To edify all the saints?
每一个都是圣徒了。
Every single one is a saint.
神所有一切都成就在我们的身上了。
Because everything God wants to do has been
accomplished. 那我们还有什么可以做的呢?
What else can we do?
想起来也说，难怪我们中间就有些弟兄说，那将来我们到天上不是很闷吗?
No wonder some of us say, well, if this is the case, it's going to be so boring when we go to heaven.
是整天坐在那里唱诗也唱到我们嘴巴也累吗？
Day in and out, even singing hymns, our mouth lips will be tired.
那我们怎么来度过那个在永远与神面对面？
Then how do we go through seeing God face to face in eternity?
我们当时是做这些愚愚昧昧的想法。
And in those days, we just had those foolish thoughts.
当然没有。
说到一个结果出来。Of course, there was no result of our discussion.
因为我当时，那么那个时候真的不知道到天上干什么。
Because in those days, we really didn't know what we would be doing in heaven.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
慢慢慢慢的，主的话给我们看到。
Gradually, God's word allows us to see.
我不说别的。
I don't want to mention other things.
我就说刚才我用了很多时间来说到一个人来到神的面前。
I just mentioned the very fact that man comes before God, which I spend quite a lot of time on.
他是坦然的在神的面前。
They are confidently, boldly before God.
你说这有什么稀奇？
And even that, what's the big deal about it?
你说神的恩典就是这样恩待了我们。
Because God's grace has so dealt with us.
当然是神的恩典恩待我们到这个地步。
It is through God's grace who has been dealing with us.
但是我们必须要看到。
But we have to see.
我们这个人是什么人？
Who are we as man?
我们这个人。
We as men,
如果从根源来说，我们是一堆泥土。
From our origin, we're just a lump of mud.
在神的特别的安排的里头，我们给造成一个人。
And according to God's special arrangement, we are being brought.
虽然造成一个人，但是还是一堆泥土。
But even so, we are still composed of dust.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们常常都发觉一件事情：你洗澡的时候就知道你是泥土。
Brothers and sisters, you will realize this very fact when you take a bath. You know, you are made of the.
这一堆泥土来到神的面前。
So, with this kind of ingredient when we come before God.
有什么特别呢?
Is there anything special?
要说特别就很特别。
If you want to say something special, yeah,
there is. 当中的过程我也不说了。
I want to mention the process.
我只是说那个结果。
I just want to mention the outcome.
神把我们这些从泥土出来的人。
All of us who have been made out of dust.
又在成为人以后，又许许多多的愚昧无知堆在神的面前的。
After we have been made man, piled with all piles of ignorance and foolishness before him.
神在救赎的恩典里，把我们带到一个地步，把我们造成完完全全像他怀里的独生子。
But in God's redemptive grace, He has formed us completely, totally. Just look at it, His Son, who is in the bosom of Him.
因为什么？当我们能掌握到这样的一件事的时候
，Brothers and sisters, if you can get a handle on this thing,
好了
，Okay.
你现在来到神的面前
，Now as you come before God,
你说你有什么事情可以做
？Tell me, is there anything you could do?
你说没事做
，And you say, Oh, there's nothing I could do.
做不完的事。
Actually, there are endless things you have to do.
从前我是怎样
？Look at yourself before I was like this. Now I'm like this.
在永远里面我又是怎样
？In eternity, what will you be like?
弟兄姊妹，你看，你又担心没事做。
Brother, sister, you're worried about nothing to do.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
到了这样的一个光景
，to such an extent，
你就看到至圣所的服事。
That you'll be able to understand the service of the most holy place.
至圣所的服事是什么？
What is the service in the most holy place?
毫无保留的在那里彰显神的荣耀。
That is without any reservation, you will manifest God's glory to reveal His authority.
那就是神造人的目的，在那个地方
完全
的做成功。
That's the very purpose of the man's creation of man at that time is totally accomplished.
我们就在那里发表这样一个荣耀的事实。
And there we are simply make manifest this glorious fact. We thank and we praise our God.
那这是很重要的一个方面。
This is one very crucial point.
所以弟兄说，当你读启示录的时候，弟兄怎么最近你们都才读过几次启示录嘛
？Brothers and sisters, when you read the Revelation, especially when you
have been reading, 你看到天上的那些人在那里做什么？
What are those people are doing in heaven?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从开头到末了。
From the beginning to the end.
从永远到永远。
From eternity to eternity.
又是把荣耀、感谢、赞美、爱戴完全归给我们的神。
They're simply offering a thanksgiving, glory, and adoration to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上我们稍微碰了一下那个万福祷告的事。
Brothers and sisters, the last night we touched upon the intercessory prayers. Just
但是你若是再回到主教导门徒祷告的时候，你就看到一个问题了。
Now, when you come back to where the Lord taught his disciples to pray,
门徒要学习祷告。
You see a problem now, disciples wanted to learn to pray.
主就告诉他们说,
And the Lord said,
你们祷告的时候这样,
Now you should pray like this.
啊, 我们在天上的父,
Our Father in
heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
让你的子, 愿你的国降临,
thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上,
thy will be done in, on earth as it is in heaven.
啊, 但愿尊贵荣耀归于主, 直到永永远远。
For to you is the honor and glory in kingdom forever and ever. You notice that as the Lord taught the disciples, He continued to bring us into the service of praising. And when we come to read the Revelation, and we see all the movements act in heaven.
一边是围绕着神的创造来显出感谢赞美。
On the one hand, they surround the God creation to reveal the praise. On the other hand, you see the redemption of the Lamb that also reveals praise. And we see this is all from eternal to eternal. We thank and praise our Lord. When you see the Lord taught His disciples to pray, what's the focus?
不是那些事实,
it's not the fact.
而是那些事实所反映出来的一个很重要的事，这点。
But the very point that these facts reflect.
那个点就是,
the point is.
让神毫无保留地彰显在万有之上。
That the God could be manifested without any reservation in throughout all creation. We thank and praise our Lord.
那当这个事情一摆出来的时候,
when this fact is being played, now right away we encounter a problem.
那在我们在教会的生活里头,
in our church life,
那我们教会生活里面最高的学习和追求应该是什么呢?
What is the highest pursuit in learning in our church life?
当然我又回头讲,
now,
很多时候我们又回到工作的上面去。
Now I'm coming back to the point of working.
但是弟兄姊妹们, 当我们回到神的话里头去留意的时候,
when we come back to God's word and take heed,
你看见神在我们的中间一直等候,
You see that God has been waiting for one thing in the midst of all of us.
什么事情?
What is that thing?
在启示录第四章第五章里边就给我们看到。
In Revelation 4 and 5, we could see it.
神一直在等候, 万有都在那里把感谢赞美献给他。
God has been waiting and waiting until the day that all creation will give thanksgiving and praises to Him.
那是说明一个什么事实呢?
Now, what is that?
那是说明我们全都在那里承认他是万有的主。
What fact is that said? It speaks the fact that all of us, all the flesh, are praising Him.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord God.
那因此弟兄姊妹回到这一点的时候,
Sisters, when you come back to
the point,
now we notice
在教会的生活里头,
that in the church life,
很重要的一个学习是什么?
A predominant important learning
原来我查出去说一说,
forgive me for sidetracking here.
带回弟兄姊妹就有薄饼,
we will have a communion just in a while.
我不把薄饼作为一个很特殊的情形来交出,
I will not make this breaking bread a special case to share with you.
但是我不能不让弟兄姊妹们要回到不平的这一件事上面来留意神的心意。
But I have to bring you back to the very matter of breaking bread about God's will.
如果从大数来说,
Now, if you look at it from a broad perspective,
让我们都回到主的桌子的面前, 乃是要叫我们学习做一个敬拜赞美神的人。
As we come back to the Lord's table, God wants us to learn to be a man who fear and praise.
那也就是说我们进到至圣所里头去。
No, that's the time when we actually go into the most
holy
place.
像陆教授不是说了, 我们凭什么到至圣所?
I just mentioned by what we could go into the most
holy place. 我们不过是个人。
We are simply man.
我们能站立在这一位荣耀的神的面前。 前。
Could we stand before this glorious God?
不是在那里接受定罪。
They're not being condemned.
而是在那里承受施恩座上所流出的一切。
But instead receiving whatever outflows from the mercy seat.
我们面对面对着这一位施恩的神。
Face to face, we see this God of grace.
那你在他面前做什么呢？
What do you do beforehand?
上台要求更多。
Do you ask more from him?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brother and sisters,
当你看着桌子上的饼和杯
when you see the bread and cup on the table,
你老早就看到神把他最宝贝的已经给了我们
then you've already seen that God has already given his most precious one to us.
我们还向神要求什么
what else do we want to make demands of him?
神最宝贵的是没有留下不给我们
God has not left any most precious thing.
那我们还有什么上他要呢
Not giving him to us, what else do we ask from him?
在擘饼的时候主确实是叫我们去注意是怎么去高举他
So at the breaking of bread, God wants to know how to highly exalt him, to worship him.
正如我们所提过的主在撒玛利亚妇人谈话的那里边所说的
Just as we mentioned in the conversation of our Lord with the Samaritan woman, 主特别
指出一件事实
The Lord pointedly said it.
他说不要这样的人来拜他。
Of such person, God wants to worship him.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那我们到了来到至圣所的里头。
As we go into the most holy place.
我，如果你要思念我们在神面前所蒙的恩典，至圣所是一个最好的地点。
If you want to remember upon all the grace we have received from God, the most holy place is the excellent place.
如果我们要学习很好的来服侍主， If, 那至圣所也是一个最好的操练我们上神侍奉的地方。
If we want to learn to serve Him well, then the most holy place is the most excellent place in which you learn to do it.
有一件事情我还是要虽然时间过了我还是要谈一谈
although the time is over I still want to mention this
还是回到至圣所里头来
now come back to the most holy place
那在至圣所里头只有一个人
there is only one man in the most holy place
当然从仪表上面来说我们知道这个是神的儿子
in terms of time we know this is the son of God
但是如果谈到侍奉的时候我们必须要强调进到至圣所的这个是一个人
but in terms of service we have to emphasize that this is a man that goes into the most holy place
我想弟兄姊妹们你必须要看到这一个。
I believe, brother and sister, you have to see this.
在当日进入至圣所的只有亚伦一个人。
In those days, only Aaron alone went into the most holy place.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有留意得到亚伦这一个人在他的服事的所显的功用是什么功用？
Brother and sisters, I don't know if you have paid attention to this. The very function of Aaron's service, what is it?
我用简单的话来说。
To put it in a very simple word.
把神所百姓整个的完全担在肩头上。
It's to bear all the Israelites on his shoulders.
是一个人。
It's a one man.
但是是担起整个的以色列在神面前。
But he bears all the Israelites.
这说明一个什么事情呢
？What did this tell us?
这说明神在他的工作的里头。
It tells us that in the work of God,
神要得着一些人。
God wants to gain certain people.
这些人在众人当中，他们是少数人。
These people among the multitude are few.
为什么只是少数人呢
？Why is only few?
说起来话又长。
Well, it is a long story.
我不说长话的。
So I would not go into
the long detail. 我让弟兄姊妹注意这样的一个事实就好了。
But I just want to point out this fact to you.
你留意许多认识神的人，并不是每一个人都那样的热衷在神的旨意的成就。
You note that among all those who have known God, not every single one is so zealous in accomplishing the will of God.
能热衷神旨意成就的。是许许多多认识神当中人的很少的一个部分。
Those who are fervent in accomplishing God's work, God's will, are few among all those who have known God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在他做工的里头有一个法则。
In God's work, there is one principle.
他就是用着少数人来成全神那个伟大的旨意。
That he would use few to accomplish his great purpose.
而叫其余的人一同在那里享受神的祝福。
So the remnant together will enjoy the God's service.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是 如果我们今天还在新约里面说话的话，我们所注意到的神在教会中寻找得胜者的这一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, if the New Testament speaks to us nowadays, I'm talking about the very fact that God has been looking over and over for the few overcomers.
我们从教会的历史一直看到现在。
From the church history until today.
历史历代以来，能体贴神心意的人，都是神儿女们当中的很少的一部分。
Throughout the generations, those who really go after God's heart are the very few.
我们心里就有个难处了。
Oh, now we have this problem.
神的恩典吸引到他面前去的人，竟然是那样的稀少。
All those who have been drawn to go to God through His grace are so few.
那神要造成基督的身体的这个事情，有机会做成功吗？
Then the very matter of building up the body of Christ, is there any chance for it to succeed?
弟兄姊妹刚读完那个，那刚 还在读启示录咯。
Brothers and sisters, you're still reading Revelation.
你读到那七封书信咯。
So you read about the seven letters.
你看到那七封书信的时候，你看教会里头能体贴神心意的人多呢，还是没有跟上神心意的人多呢？
Among the churches, you could realize are there.Few or more people among the church.
你说那样的光景，教会能长成吗？
Who are after God's heart?
教会能成熟吗？
If conditions like this,
能成熟到一个地步就可以回来吗？
To such an extent that the Lord would come.
这许多事情都是我们心思里面的重担。
All these things are actually the burdens of our minds.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
从历史历代以来，在他工作的里头，他指出了他做工的一个法则。
Throughout the generations, in the work of God, God has pointed out the principle.
我们来到看至圣所的时候，我们也看到这个事情。
The most holy place, we also see this.
是一个亚伦。
One Aaron.
但是他担起整个以色列。
But he bore all the Israelites upon his shoulder.
那现在在神建造教会的时候呢？
Now when God is building up the church,
许多的人都不是拣选要站在主的一边。
Many people do not elect to stand on the side of God.
但是主一直是感动有少数的人，他们不管外面的光景如何，他们要站在主的一边。
But God continues to move just a few, no matter what our conditions might be, they continue to stand on the side of God.
我们读那七封书信的时候，你就读出这个就是得胜者的呼召的那个内容。
As we read the seven letters, you will see that this is exactly the content of the calling for overcomers.
得胜者是少数。
Overcomers are few.
但是得胜者是把基督的荣耀和丰富为了教会从主的手里头接过来。
However, overcomers, for the sake of Christ, receive his fullness and the glory into the church.
就教会的长成能满足神的心意。
So that the growing of the church, the maturation would satisfy God's heart.
我不适合弟兄姊妹交通得胜者的这一方面，但是我必须要指出这样的一个事实。
I'm not sharing with you on overcomers, however, I have to point this out.
你进到至圣所里头，你就看到这件事。
Once you go into the most holy place, you should see this.
我们感谢我们的主。
We really thank our Lord.
我们巴不得我们的主的灵在我们里面有一个很深刻的感动。
If only our Lord's Spirit deeply knew us.
特别在这个主快要回来以前，有很多很多的人事物，基督教里头的人事物在那里代替主的时候。
Especially at this time, among Christianity, there are so many man matter things that have replaced our Lord before His come back.
主要寻找得胜者。
Now the Lord is looking for overcomers.
让他们真是站在至圣所的那一个位置上面来服侍神的旨意。
So standing in the position of the most holy place, according to God's will, they will serve Him.
来成全神在他旨意里边所要做成功的。
Fulfill that in God's purpose which He wants to accomplish.
我不能再讲下去了。
Oh, I cannot continue my sharing with you.
过了好些时候。
Anymore because the time is way past.
但愿这一次的交通给弟兄姊妹们重新点起我们 向着主的永远的旨意那个焚烧的灵。
But hopefully through this fellowship, we could once again rekindle the spirit to serve our Lord.
让我们一面是认识我们在神面前所蒙的恩是怎样的深。
On the one hand, let us all understand how deep the grace of God has been for us.
另一面，我们也知道神在我们这些承受恩典的人的身上，他要得着我们来做成。
On the other hand, among all of us who have received God's grace, God wants to accomplish His will in us. May the Lord show His grace to us. Shall we pray?
主啊，在这末了的日子里，我们实在很迫切地仰望你。
O Lord, at the same time, we urgently look unto you.
仰望你起初的心意，不因着时间的过去给人忘掉。
Look unto your original purpose that will not be forgotten because of the passing of the time.
主，我们承认我们是愚昧的人。
Oh Lord, we confess we are foolish.
你不恩待我们的话，我们常常在你的路上迷失。
If without the grace from you, we would always be lost in the way.
我们常常用主以外的事物来代替你的自己。
Because often we would use the things apart from you to replace you.
主，但愿你救我们脱离这许许多多的迷惑。
Oh Lord, deliver us from all the various kinds of
problems. 吸引我们的心紧紧地贴在你的身上。
Draw our heart to cling closely to you.
让我们不是停留在祭坛那里。
So we're not stalling at the altar only.
也不让我们停留在承受恩典的祝福里。
Nor allow us to only stay in the receiving of your grace.
你吸引我们到一个地步，让我们真的渴慕，我们可以站在至圣所里头来服侍你的旨意。
Draw us to such a point that we really desire, long for the day that we're standing in the most holy place to fulfill your work.
我们愿意主在地上的人都用背向着你的时候，你保守我们仍然用脸来向着你。
Oh Lord, keep us well nowadays when people turn their back to you, but you have us turn our countenance, our face toward you.
让我们可以在你的面前，一面是被你悦纳，一面也叫我们更多的承受你自己各样的恩惠。
So before you, on the one hand, we're acceptable to you. On the other hand, we could receive even more blessings.
来完成你那荣耀的旨意。
To accomplish your glorious purpose.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we hope in you.
带领我们继续走前面的路和你的心意。
Lead us on to walk in the way which is pleasing to you.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and hope in you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.